But so those are a couple of the first impressions that have obviously stayed with me for 13, 14 years. And the stories that came after that about this man and the way he lived with his disciples and taught them in everyday living situations, not just getting up on the Dhamma seat once or twice a week, but being with his disciples, hanging out with them and doing things with them and continually pointing out what the practice was and what needed to be done. And a couple of anecdotes that come to mind was when he was he came across a large log on a path in the monastery and wanted to move it, and he called one of the monks over to help him move the log. And he gets at one end and he indicates to the monk to pick the other end up, and they pick it up and he says, "Is this heavy?" And the monk just looks, and they toss it off into the woods, and he says to him, "Is it heavy now?" This is a direct teaching, is what we have to do with the stuff that we pick up, like this poisonous cobra. What do we do with our mental activity and our moods? As long as we pick it up and keep it and call it me and mine, it becomes very heavy. And he's pointing to the simplicity of the practice in terms of all you have to do is just let it go. And it's not heavy anymore. The log in itself is only heavy if you try to pick it up. Or as other masters have said, the mountain is only heavy if you try to move it. And another little anecdote. He saw a monk with a tape recorder taking the plug out of the socket, and he got an electric shock, dropped it straight away. He said, "Ooh, who told you to do that?" You know, if something hurts, you drop it. And again, the simple teaching of recognize dukkha. If it hurts, drop it. That's all you have to do. Our problem is that we think this dukkha, this pain is me and mine, and we hang on to it because we're so afraid to let it go. In the meantime, we suffer, suffer, suffer. We just recognize painful, drop. It's a truth in nature. We just have to, bring our minds around to recognizing it. So it's these kind of simple but incredibly profound teachings, obviously coming from a freed heart, was there on the spot.